The World Innovation Summit for Health goes back to the singular vision of a singular individual, and that individual is Her Highness Sheikh Hamouda bin Nasser, who is the chairperson of the Qatar Foundation. Qatar Foundation is dedicated to knowledge, research, and education. And when she took a look at the international healthcare landscape, she very clearly saw that there is a big problem here. And the problem is that there isn't really a single healthcare system in the world that is sustainable in the long run for all kinds of reasons. And that the only way to break out of it is to discover which interventions and ultimately which innovations will allow us to make health systems higher quality, provide better access, and make them financially sustainable. And that ultimately in the world as it is today, there wasn't a forum for the right people to get together and understand how we break the cycle that health systems are in, meaning more expensive all the time but still failing to deliver on quality and access, and that there isn't a place for people to come together and discuss that.
Now, Sir Jennings, can you take us through some of these huge global health challenges that the summit will look at unraveling this time around? And, of course, touch on those that specifically affect the African continent.
The first summit took place in December of last year right here in Doha in Qatar. And as you said in your introduction, the next one will take place in February of next year. The idea then was always to get people from research, education, policy, people who deliver healthcare, providers, to come together to understand which are the biggest challenges, define them, identify which interventions will be the most powerful, and then disseminate them, all with an eye towards actually adopting them. So I can give you a specific example of one of the areas that we looked at that should be relevant anywhere in the world. And it is an example called antimicrobial resistance. Ultimately, that sounds very academic, but it is something that affects anyone, anywhere who comes into contact with the healthcare system. It is the issue that we are losing effectiveness of antibiotics, that ultimately we are beginning to lose the fight against infectious disease as bacteria become resistant to modern medicine. And every year, in every part of the world, more than 500,000 people die from resistant infections. So unless steps are taken to combat the growth of resistant bacteria, we're going to be in trouble, because a minor infection, a minor surgical procedure, anything really that can lead to infection will no longer be treated and could become lethal. So why is this the case? Well, it is simply the case that too many antibiotics are prescribed. In some parts of the world, it's not even so much prescribing, it's dispensing for indications that really don't deserve antibiotics. So there's far too many opportunities for bugs to become resistant. Then more than 70% of all antibiotics are actually used in agriculture as a growth hormone or growth promoter for cattle. We need to look at the dispensing side of antibiotics, and at the same time, we also need to encourage the development of new antibiotics. And this is not a particularly profitable field for pharmaceutical companies, because they prefer to develop drugs for people with chronic conditions, because then you've got a customer for life, whereas an infection is cleaned up within 2 weeks and then you're done. What we decided to do is to convene a panel of the world's greatest experts around antimicrobial resistance under the leadership of Professor Dame Sally Davis, who today is Chief Medical Officer of the NHS, to explore what we could do as a list of recommendations for countries, organizations, individual providers, the pharmaceutical industry to adopt to combat this. Because if we don't, we are in deep trouble. I want to give you also an example maybe at the more tangible level, since you bring up certainly Sub-Saharan Africa. We also showcase innovations, literal innovations, things that people have built that haven't gained the traction they deserve, but that we think are absolutely brilliant and that should be brought to the larger community of decision makers.